Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another, and don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation, but then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano, and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof, while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof, massaging leather-appointed seats are available features.
Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years, guaranteed, on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome, with autopay plus taxes and fees, guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local Indianapolis Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits apply over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Since Justin Fields was traded away from the Chicago Bears, we haven't done a single topic or episode on Justin Fields since that trade day. Today, that changes as Justin Fields talks a little bit about the Chicago Bears culture and why a lot of what he said is true. We're going to talk about how he kind of missed the boat on that a little bit. We're going to be talking about that. Plus, we're going to look at Pro Football Focus's claims on the Chicago Bears in the season up ahead and why the Chicago Bears are linked to a defensive end that could be coming in free agency. All that and more right after this.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bears Central, your number one place for all Chicago Bears news and content.
What's going on, Bears fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bears Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bears related. I'm the host, Terry Hayes, but more importantly, you guys can follow the channel at Shy Bears Central on every social media platform we happen to be on. With that being said, let's go ahead and get into this content for today. So I want to start off with this. Now, we have made it not a mandate, but just because he's not a Bear anymore, we haven't talked about Justin Fields since he left the Chicago Bears. We didn't talk about the comments around his attitude or work. We didn't do any of that, right? We have moved on, as Chicago Bears Nation should have moved on, and focused on what we're building here. But Justin Fields has made some comments that actually got some things back aimed towards Chicago Bears culture. I'm going to read the quote directly, and we'll talk about it after that. He said this: "Me being in two different places now, I realize you don't get this culture everywhere. I think Chicago, they're kind of changing the narrative now, but this has been the culture here for so many years. You can see it. Just the way we attack each and every day. Mike Tomlin, he stays on us about it. I think just having that, reiterating that each and every day, that keeps our guys on their toes. Guys are ready to compete each and every day." And I think that most Bears fans that are objective will say, yeah, the Bears culture has sucked for years and years and years at this point, right? And Ryan Poles has come in and he's changing that culture. Now, you're going to a team that has won Super Bowls in the past, right? That has a coach that won Super Bowls. And the culture should naturally be a little bit different in Pittsburgh than it is in Chicago. But where I kind of take a little bit of issue with Justin Fields' comments, it's not like I'm going to go all in on Justin Fields. When I initially read this, I kind of was prepared to go full Petty Roosevelt on Justin. But no, a lot of what he says, a lot has validity. But I don't like the fact that while he just throws in the, they're kind of changing that narrative now. We've been working on changing the narrative. Ryan Poles has come in here and he changed a lot of that culture. And I think that for me, Justin Fields doesn't realize that part of the overall results of things not changing here the way that we want, not all of it, is not all on Justin. Everything still sticks that the Bears didn't necessarily put the best team around Justin. They didn't give him the best offensive line. We didn't always have the best weapons around Justin. All those things are true. But let's not make any mistake about it, that Justin also did not progress as a quarterback in the way that the Chicago Bears needed. And there are reasons for that. But let's be clear. The reason why at least the winning part of the culture that we could not put together was because Justin didn't develop the way that we needed him to develop as a quarterback. He is an amazing athlete, and I do not want to take away from that. But his decision-making, some of his abilities to read. Now, again, we had Luke Getsy playing calls. Our play calling wasn't always the best. When you talk about something with the culture, and while he did throw in the line of, they're kind of changing that now, no, we've done a lot to change that. And now the thing that rests back is the winning aspect of it. We got to get to being a winning franchise, even though I don't think culture and winning go hand in hand. Like, yes, there's some overlap there. There have been a lot of teams with bad cultures that have won because of talent. There's also been some teams with good culture, but they can't win because of talent. And so talent comes down to a large part in building a successful franchise. Culture plays a huge part as well. And the Bears have to prove that they can change the culture as far as the part of it of developing a quarterback. They have to prove that. Nobody that's reasonable is going to take away from that. But I think it's a bit remiss to not talk about the fact that, hey, Justin, you didn't live up to your end of the bargain either. The Bears didn't as far as putting the team around you. You didn't either as far as progressing as being a quarterback. And I think it's a lot said that, you know, they've talked about everything from using Justin Fields as a kick returner to other things. They'll find a way. And Mike Tomlin, I do believe, truly believes in who and what Justin Fields could be. I made fun of the quote where he said there's a lot of meat to be left extracted off that bone. That's still a wild quote that Mike Tomlin said that, and nobody flinched. That was a wild quote. But hey, maybe it's just me. Nonetheless, when you talk about Bears coaching, especially when you get a former player, and a lot of players that have gone away have talked bad about the Bears coach. David Montgomery kind of alluded to it as well. Like, and the thing is that, yeah, but David Montgomery was here much longer, right? So it's just the Bears, we do have to change our culture. And whether right or wrong, most people won't look at the change of culture as successful until the Bears start winning, people start developing, and also people want to stay here. And, you know, Jalen Johnson, yeah, staying here is one thing. Eddie Jackson going away, and that's because of other things. Roquan, people still look at that Roquan situation as it being a bad Bears culture move. And so the Bears have a lot to do, and maybe Hard Knocks goes a long way in correcting that, as well as if that's paired with the season while the Bears are winning a little bit more. So in talking about this, the fact of the matter is I came in here with a lot more level head than I was initially coming in with. Thanks to Bobby and Steve-O. Shout out to my brothers who, you know, we talked through things, and not even like they had to talk me off a ledge, but we just had a natural conversation about this quote from Justin Fields. And I always saw the validity in parts of what he said, but I think we got to also, when you're trying to build a culture, you have to have the right players to also change that culture. And unfortunately, whether it was because of situations, because of his progression, because of a mixture of all these things, coaching, it didn't get there. And so now, hopefully, with that fresh start that Justin Fields has also got over in Pittsburgh, and the fresh start that now the Bears have with Shane Waldron, Kayla Williams, Keenan Allen, DeAndre Swift, and the new look offense, that we get into a situation where the Bears can truly start changing that culture for this team, and we can build off that change of culture and start creating a winning franchise. That's what it is. Ryan Poles gets a lot of credit in the way that he's rebuilt everything in this Bears organization from top to bottom. But the fact of the matter is, no matter how good things are in that building, no matter how much the players may like each other, no matter how much respect, hard work goes in each and every day at Hallis Hall, until it comes and it results in wins, the majority of fans, the casual fans, whatever, football people, they don't pay attention to all the in and out. We, the people that are watching this video, we are in the weeds of this franchise, right? But I've always said that the biggest portion of any fan base are casuals. That's in not just sports, that's in movies, that's in film, that's in anime, that's in everything. The largest part are casuals. The people who like to get in the weeds of things, we are the minority, but we are a vocal minority and a well-informed minority. And until the majority, which are the casual fans, see the results of winning for the Chicago Bears, they're not going to believe anything is changing with the culture here, because the Bears have to win. And hopefully we have set ourselves in the right path to start changing their perception of that part of Bears culture. And let's see if we can get there. But let me know what you guys think on everything down below on that one. Let's go ahead and get into the next one for today. So the Bears have continually been linked yet again to potentially getting Yannick Ngakoue in the building here. And, you know, there's a lot of thought. This isn't anything that's rare. A lot of people share the thought process that the Chicago Bears could bring back Yannick Ngakoue. And it's because of need, right? And, you know, much like the Bears did last year when we did bring in Yannick Ngakoue, that was not till August, I don't think, we signed Yannick Ngakoue. And so because of that, the Bears are going to do a similar situation now. They're going to really look at and review and see what we have here on the edge position. What does Austin Booker bring? What does DeMarcus Walker bring? But there is always going to be that chance that they look to bring in that. And this comes from Albert Breer, who says this. Right now, the Bears have Montez Sweat and Will See on edge. DeMarcus Walker is back after coming over from the Titans in 2023 season and having a so-so first year in Chicago. If there's an upside guy, it may be fifth-round pick Austin Booker, who has ability but probably could have used another year or two in college. All of it points to adding a vet such as Ngakoue, who signed in Chicago on August 3rd of last year after the Bears determined they needed more help at the position. I forecast something similar, maybe right to the timing, coming this year with the team continuing to monitoring the trade market leading right up until the October deadline. So the Bears seemingly, per Albert Breer, are going to be continually looking at adding a potential veteran edge. But them going through training camp with what they have says that, hey, we have some confidence in this, right, in DeMarcus Walker, in Austin Booker. We just want to see if it's all going to come together the way that we hope that it is. And if it's not, and it's a sign for concern, the Bears are going to pivot and bring in a veteran. Now, will that be unique again? Would that be maybe a different veteran edge? Would that be actually making a trade using some of the other chips that you have on this team to bring in that edge? All those possibilities are open. And that's where Ryan Poles likes to be, in that place of having all possibilities available to him. And he's not going to move off that flexibility. So we won't know for 100% fact what the Bears' plan is to do with that edge rusher until we get there. But it does seem like we are approaching that. We are approaching a situation in which it could become highly likely that the Chicago Bears are going to go after a veteran edge. So let me know what you guys think on that as well down below. Now, Pro Football Focus, which is I always like to go to, not just because of their grades, but because of the kind of their insight, right, and kind of add something to it. So Pro Football Focus talked about the Bears' upcoming 2024 season, and they said this. With stars at several positions and a fantastic all-around roster, the Bears will need to exercise their demons in 2024 and at least vie for a wild card berth. If underachievement continues, the uncertainty at head coach looms. Which I wanted to talk about this because I have had the mindset with the changes made to the staff is that Matt Eberflus is going to see the remaining 2 years on his contract.
From a fast break to recovery, Indiana hospitals are here for every Hoosier, regardless of their ability to pay. That's why we're teaming up with legislators on a winning playbook to lower costs and protect access to care across our communities. Because good policy doesn't leave anyone on the sidelines. Learn more at HoosierLifeline.com.
Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another, and don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation, but then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof, massaging leather appointed seats are available features.
He has 1 year after this upcoming season. And I think that unless the Bears completely disappoint, and by that I mean like we take a regression, we're talking about like 3 to 5 wins. I think then you look at Matt Eberflus potentially moving on, but that then opens your assistants and your staff, your coordinators that you just hired, they then can interview for any other position if you make a change at head coach and they decide to leave. And I think the Bears are going to want to, you know, maintain a opportunity to look, unless they just feel confident that everybody they signed, if Matt Eberflus is fired, they'll stay on whoever the new coach is. But then you risk a new coach coming in and maybe wanting some of his guys there, right? So I think ultimately Matt Eberflus is on a bit of a hot seat, just in the fact that you have to improve. And I think as long as improvement is there, Matt Eberflus will be given another year to see out the final year of his contract. But what is that improvement? Is that improvement only a playoff berth? We talked about that on an episode earlier this week in which I asked if it's a fair expectation for postseason play for the Bears, whether it be wild card, whether it be, you know, winning the division, which I think that's a longer thing. But, you know, let me throw this question to you guys. Under what circumstances do you think the Bears would move on from Matt Eberflus this upcoming offseason? You can let me know that in the voicemail bag, which the number for that is 773-242-9336. You can let me know in the comment section if you're on the YouTube side, or you can also email it, chicagobearscentral@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you guys on that one. What do you think could get Matt Eberflus fired this season? At the end of the season, I doubt they do it in halfway through the season, but at the end of the season, if he doesn't meet whatever kind of barrier you're looking at. With that said, moving into the last topic for today, expectations. I've talked a lot about this Bears offense and how it could get off to a slow start, how it could be a little rocky at first and take some time to really get to this offense being the well-oiled machine that I hope they're going to be by, you know, I've said week 7, week 8, right, but before the end of the season. And Mike Clay from ESPN recently went over his projections for the Chicago Bears offense, and I want to go with this position by position and we can see how you guys feel about it. So for Caleb Williams, he has 15 games played, which, hey, why is he missing those 2 games? What happened, right? That's immediately what my mind went to. I got PTSD. I'm a Bears fan. We gave up 105 sacks in 2 seasons. I'm a little worried about why. Why is he only playing 15? But nonetheless, He has Caleb Williams going for 331 for 512 as far as passes there for 3,538 yards, 23 touchdowns, and 13 interceptions. He also has him down for going for 62 rushes, 311 yards, and 3 touchdowns on the ground. That's a total of 26 touchdowns from our rookie quarterback in Caleb Williams. I feel like that's a rookie of the year type season. And I think that is a fair expectation to have for Caleb Williams. Keep in mind, that would already break some serious Bears passing numbers. So, I know we like to think that Caleb Williams is going to come in and just shatter everything right away as far as all-time records, things like that. But this would be a really good season to build off on. And I think this is a solid season where you can look at him and say, hey, no, this is our guy. This type of season in a rookie year is the guy. I also like the fact that they have him do rushing for something, but nothing close to what Justin Fields did, because that's not Caleb Williams' game. He's looking to make plays with his arms first. The legs are secondary to that, but he can make some plays with his legs as well. I think this is a fair prediction for Caleb Williams personally. I know some of the more unreasonable Bears fans are going to hope for so much more than that, but let me know what you guys think on that down below. In that, in that projection, he had Caleb Williams missing two games. He has Tyson Bagent here playing two games as well for the Bears. Him going 45 of 70 for 485 yards, 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, and 8 rushes for 33 yards. I don't really care about that, but, you know, if you add that to Caleb Williams, can we get that? But with that said, he also had DeAndre Swift down for playing 14 games, rushing for 835 yards, 184 rushes for 5 touchdowns, and 249 receiving yards, 1 touchdown, and 35 receptions. When you look at the tight ends, when you look at the wide receivers, I think that number of receptions, keep in mind, we're not talking targets there, we're just talking receptions. I think that's fair for DeAndre Swift, especially with them sharing a backfield with two other running backs who are going to get some touches as well. I think the 835 yards, I know a lot of Bears fans maybe sound a little bit disappointed by that, but I think that's a fair one for him as well. Khalil Herbert, 14 games played, 105 rushes, 476 yards, 2 touchdowns, with 87 yards receiving and 1 touchdown for Khalil Herbert was a prediction there. Solid. And then Roschon Johnson, 75 rushes for 324 yards, 2 touchdowns, 15 receptions, 105 yards there, and 1 touchdown. If Roschon Johnson, as your third running back, gets a total of 425 yards from the lines of scrimmage and 3 touchdowns, I think that's a solid sophomore year for Roschon Johnson personally. But you guys, as always, can let me know what you guys think on that one down below. I'm not going to go into, he got some things for Kari Blassing game and Travis Homer. I'm not going to get into that. DJ Moore, he has predictions as 77 receptions for 1,047 yards and 7 touchdowns. I like that for him. Keenan Allen, 84 receptions for 883 yards and 5 touchdowns. I know a lot of people are going to say, hey, why not over 1,000 for Keenan Allen? But hey, it is what it is there. And then also Romo Dunze, 60 receptions for 804 yards and 6 touchdowns in 15 games played for him. Not going to get into Tyler Scott's or Velus Jones. I don't really care about that. He has Cole Kmet taking a step back from last season, 58 receptions, 519 yards, and 4 touchdowns for Cole Kmet. And then Gerald Everett with 181 yards receiving, 1 touchdown, and 20 receptions from him. And that's what he had projected as this offense. And I'll tell you what, if we get those numbers, while I think that some of those numbers could be higher, right, than what is, I do think there's a world in which we have at least 2,000-yard receivers this year. But I think that would be one of the best offenses we have ever seen from the Chicago Bears if that's what we get. Yeah, he underprojected a little bit, which I think is a fair thing to do because we don't quite know the balance that's going to be there at certain you know, parts of the run game and pass game. But I think overall, that's a fair estimation for the Chicago Bears. Now, I'm not expecting every Bears fan to love it, to be heads over here for it. A lot of Bears fans want to see us break and shatter every offensive record that we possibly can this year. And we'll see what we can get to. But I think in calculating for missed games, calculating for slow starts, that's a bit of a that's a fair thing to be said, in my opinion. So, you know, we'll see what happens with that. I think as we get to training camp and see how much grasp we really have over this offense, how much more we're well-oiled, we'll see, right? We got an update on Caleb Williams from Courtney Cronin yesterday. It was real promising, saying the Bears held very little back from the rookie quarterback as he began learning the offense. And his ability to chunk information, put it into buckets, and operate impress coach Matt Eberflus throughout the spring. Coaches encouraged Williams to experiment with different throws in OTAs and minicamp to see what windows he could hit while making sure his footwork timed up when he released the ball. They're putting Caleb Williams through what you want to see a rookie quarterback that you have expectations to be your franchise quarterback be. And that's, you know, in hearing that, it's like, damn, Bears, yeah, that's what good franchises do. We're hearing that the Bears are actually doing the right things in this. Like, we talked about the Bears not giving Justin Fields the full playbook. And that could have definitely helped his, hurt his development over that rather than just give it to him and let him sink or swim. They maybe have learned from that and also have maybe higher expectations of Caleb Williams as a quarterback to come in here and be able to run that full playbook, to have an understanding of that. Hearing that they're encouraging him to use different types of throws, see how his footwork, everything that we've heard about Caleb Williams is what we should have been hearing about Caleb Williams, and that's the promising part of who Caleb Williams can be as a quarterback in the NFL. Now we just got to see it. And like the thing I keep saying, we have to see the potential be realized into actual on-the-field talent and wins. That's what we want to see done. We talked about, to lead this show off, talked about changing the Chicago Bears culture. Well, guess what? You know what changes cultures for people? Like I said, winning. That's what you got to do. Winning cures all. Even if you have a so-so culture, if you're winning football games, winning can overcome a lot. They may talk about it later after they step away from it and be like, hey, we were winning games, but I really hated this motherfucker. But at the end of the day, like, winning cures all. And it cures all for fans in a lot of ways as well, right? A lot of the criticism that around the Bears are because we haven't won at a high level in so long. Let's hope that we're starting to get to the path of actually correcting that. And we can start winning some football games here, guys. Like, that's ultimately what it comes down to, is everybody just wants to win football games for this Bears team. And we can talk about culture. We can talk about talent. We can talk about coaching. We can talk about all of these things all day long. It all comes down to one thing, and one thing that everybody wants that is a fan of this team, is you want to win football games. And so let's hope that that's the case. Let's hope that that's what gets us to where we need to be, and the Chicago Bears can start making the corrective steps needed to being a winning franchise and win consistently over seasons. That's what we want to do. We don't want to have just one big winning season and then we go right back into purgatory. We want to have sustained winning over an amount of time. And let's hope that we're getting to that place where the Bears can actually, did I say Bulls early, where the Bears can actually start getting that and bringing that to us Bears fans. Let's hope so. But guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you guys are following the show at Shy Bears Central. You can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns, ChicagoBearsCentral@gmail.com. And then lastly, if you want to leave a text message and our voicemail for the mailbag, the number to do so, 773-242-9336. We are the number one spot for everything Chicago Bears related, thanks to you guys. And like we like to end every episode on, Chi-Town up, but Bear down. Love you guys. Peace, y'all.
This has been a presentation of the Break Media. Media.
Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years, guaranteed, on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome, with autopay plus taxes and fees, guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local Indianapolis Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.